Planning Commission to order. Commissioner Ray Corral, if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, I'd appreciate it. So, please stand.
Everybody place your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hoorah.
Commission Clerk, if you could call the roll this evening for us.
Chair Story.
Here.
Vice Chair Gutierrez.
Here.
Commissioner Esbander.
Present.
Commissioner Correll.
Here.
Commissioner Schneider.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson.
Present.
Commissioner Avalos Villalobos. Six present, one absent.
Great. Thank you. We have a quorum. Moving on, this is a time to have people, oral communication from the audience on items that are not on the agenda. So these are things that are not listed in the agenda that you've seen this evening. Is there anyone that would like to speak? Please come to the podium and speak to items that are not on the agenda.
There's no one here, sir.
Okay, very good. All right. Moving on, we have the minutes from the November 5th Planning Commission meeting. Hopefully we have the opportunity to read them. When you're ready, we'll entertain a motion and a second to approve these.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Thompson. Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Estevander. All those in favor of approving the minutes from November 5th's meeting, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
I abstain. I wasn't here.
Okay. One abstention?
Two.
Thank
abstentions.
You. Two abstentions. Okay. So 4-0-2. Very good. Thank you. Okay, moving on to the public hearings portion of this. We have a continued public hearing item for conditional development permit number 25-0001. If we could have a staff presentation right now. Thank you.
Good evening, Chair, Vice Chair, and Commissioners. My name is Sandra Robles, Senior Planner. Staff is requesting that the Planning Commission make a motion to continue item PC250807 to the January 21st meeting to allow additional time for staff to review and confer.
Great, thank you. Commission, any comments before we take an action on this? In other words, I'll just make a comment, stuff like this. Maybe you guys, we can discuss it a little bit. So that'll be the third time, okay? And I think to allow staff and other people involved to do it, if we continue it to a specific date and we have to continue it again, the applicant might get a little testy that we continue to do it. So I would recommend, I don't know if you guys, it's your pleasure and stuff like that, but we can continue it to a date unspecific. Just continue it. And then when that date comes up, the commission, for us to review it, staff will re-advertise it, send it out again to be able to do it. In case we don't, if something, as it's reviewed or something like that, is they need more time. Because if we get it to the next one and we have to continue it again, that'll be the fourth time and it's going to be a little testy, I would recommend. So I'm recommending that we take action to continue it to a date unspecific, just continue it. And then when the date comes up, the staff's ready to present it, we will re-advertise it, notification to people to be able to do that. I don't know what the pleasure of the commission is.
Second.
Oh. Okay.
Mr. Chair, if I may?
Yeah, sure.
Before we take a vote on that, take action on that, I would recommend...
Open the public hearing?
Exactly.
Got it. Okay, so we'll open the public hearing at this time for conditional development permit 25-0001. If there's anyone here in the audience that would like to speak on this particular item, please step to the podium. Or is there anybody that signed up to speak?
No, sir.
Okay, very good. Okay, knowing that, but we can now take, if we, that's our desire and stuff to do that.
Correct.
Okay.
I think right now you might have a motion by
me.
By you.
You, and then seconded by Dale. So we have a motion and a second to continue conditional development permit number 25-001 to a date unknown as to this time date, not specific, just because we don't want to have to continually do it. For to give the applicant some knowledge to be able to do that too and things. So we have a motion and a second. Go ahead. Any comments?
Oh, no.
Okay. So all those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, it will be continued to date unspecific, and it'll be re-advertised, re-noticed, and you know the public hearing notices will be sent out again when that date comes. So thank you. Let's move on to the next item, conditional development permit number 25-0004. We can have a staff presentation on this particular public hearing item. Hey, Daniel, how you doing? Good. Okay.
All right, Mike's on. Good evening, Chair, County Commissioners. My name is Daniel Rosas, Senior Planner. So the presentation for tonight, the applicant is requesting that the Planning Commission review and consider conditional development permit 25-0004. Okay, so this first slide it shows the site location. Not really sure what's going on there.
Hey, there we go.
There you go.
You got it.
Okay. So the site location is North Riverside Avenue. Specifically, it's 1817 North Riverside Avenue. This is located within the C1 zone. That's the neighborhood commercial. It's just south of Easton. Surrounding properties are similarly zoned with the neighborhood commercial for properties to the north and the west. Properties to the south is within the AP zone. That's the administrative professional. And then to the east is a multifamily R3 zone. The uses are a convenience store to the north, 7-Eleven there, an apartment complex to the east. To the south is a church. And then to the west across Riverside Avenue is the an outpatient clinic office is there. All right. So this next slide, just a little bit more about the site. It's about an acre, or just short of an acre in size. Half of it's developed, the westerly side, with an existing building used with as dental offices today. But it does have all the associated parking, paving, lighting, etc. The proposal before you tonight is to install and integrate electronic message boards for signage. More specifically, there are two, sign A and sign B, sign A being to the south and sign B to the north. Switch this next slide here. So this just kind of gives you a picture of what this is gonna look like. So again, this project is not proposing any site changes as far as parking, landscaping, anything like that. It's just the installation of the electronic messaging boards that pursuant to 18-102 require a conditional development permit. So the applicant has filed that application on August 13th. The elevation that you see there on the top, that's the south elevation with the larger sign. This is over the public entry, which, our code, Rialto Municipal Code does allow for a one-to-one. So this being at the 64 square foot does comply. And then the north facing elevation is a little bit smaller sign area because that calculation, while it is one-to-one, it is up to a maximum of 30 square feet for any elevation that does not have a public entrance. So staff has reviewed the compliance with the Rialto Municipal Code. This is also consistent with the zone, for commercial zone. And so all the public hearing notices for this project were mailed out to property owners within 660 feet of the project site. They were published in the local newspaper and posted as well. This project is exempt per CEQA, section 15301, existing facilities. And staff's recommendation tonight is that the Planning Commission, well, I guess before we give the recommendation, for those of you in the staff report and in the resolution as well, there were a few conditions of approval that we put on the previous LEDs or message boards. The three I just kind of wanted to highlight were that this does allow for on-site advertising only. So for businesses on-site, that's what this is for. The off-site advertisement for other businesses is not permitted. One of the other things that the staff has put in as a requirement is that the light intensity during the night hours it come down so that does not affect any or disrupt any adjacent properties. And then lastly, that the message board be restricted to static images. I mean, they can change, but like, you know, limits it from being like a movie type thing to also prevent any sort of distraction to drivers in the area. So those have been incorporated into the resolution for you tonight, but staff's recommendation to the Planning Commission determined that this project is categorically exempt for existing facilities and adopt a resolution approving CDP 25-004 for this project, subject to the conditions, the findings and conditions therein.
Great.
That's all I have for you tonight. A representative for the applicant is here in case you have any questions.
Okay. Great, thanks, Daniel. Mm-hmm. Robert, is it okay we have the applicant come up before we open the public hearing? Is that allowed or how you prefer it?
Well, I think at this point, if the commission has any questions for staff,
okay.
And then once that's done, the applicant
Got
can
it.
Come up, do their presentation.
Sure.
Commission questions for
Got
applicant
it.
And then public
commission. Hearing. Commissioners, do you have any questions for Daniel tonight about this request?
Yeah, I do.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. I see that it's a message board. Is it fixed imagery or is it moving?
So it is an LED board and it will switch between different images. So in that sense, you know, it's not permanently affixed. So it will, I guess it depends. I think the Walmart Supercenter down there, there's a time frame that, you know, it's static and then it'll switch to another. Mm-hmm. But it's not like a motion picture type.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
So, okay, very good. Any other questions for staff? Sure,
Ranko.
Correct, because yeah, then it becomes like a billboard, yes. And so off-site advertisement is not permitted in this zone.
Okay, great. Is it okay? The applicant can come up now. We'd like to think if anyone has any questions, come on up to the podium so we have some. And you want to open the public hearing, or can we just talk to him? Okay, and then we can open the public hearing for other people. Okay.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Bob Hunt with Signature Signs.
Okay.
I really don't have a presentation.
Sure.
But I'm open to any questions.
Help me out. We've done message boards and things before and stuff like that. I've never had one for the dentist. Can you give me an idea of what they put up there? Do you put like 50% off on dentures or on implants or what is on a sign for a dentist?
I think he just wants a modern
man
look.
From own heart.
And
so
he wants a modern look and to be able to change it up from time to time.
Okay.
You know, possibly.
So in other words, a
logo.
Different fixed thing, but is it like to talk about their hours or special discount
so.
On cleaning or I've never seen one at a dentist office. And so that's the only one I'm asking. So
will you contract?
I don't believe so. I think it's just more about a modern look and just to have more punch than a generic
channel
sign.
Clarifying question is, will you be selling advertisement from that board for other companies?
No, absolutely not.
No. Okay.
But if the dentist decides he wants to put something up there that talks about his pricing or he's got a year-end special or something, he's allowed to do those types of things, correct? Okay, very good.
If it's allowed by the
no.
Planning department and commission.
Okay. Yeah. Daniel, is that the type of stuff that they can still do? In other words, an app, the dentist can put things on there, pricing, hours, is that allowed?
Yeah, it's like you mentioned, it being a dentist's office is a little bit different than, you know, some of the other ones we're used to seeing, but like a church or a school, they'll have the hours, you know, advertise specific events, things like that. So it is an option. These two boards on the north and south elevations are not their sole identification. There's still one more remaining affixed. So they will have both at all times, but that is an option.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for the applicant's representative? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, it's the time to open the public hearing. Anyone that wants to speak, please step up. Has anyone signed up to speak this evening? No. Okay.
Move to close the public hearing.
Motion by Commissioner Estivander, second by Commissioner Thompson to close the public hearing. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none. What's your pleasure?
Move to determine the project is categorically exempt per section number 15301 existing facilities and CEQ guidelines EAR 25-0004 and to adopt a resolution to approve conditional development permit number 25-0004 to allow the proposed installation of electronic message board signage based upon the findings and subject to the conditions therein.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Kushner. Was that Thompson or Corral? Okay. Motion by Commissioner Estivander, seconded by Commissioner Thompson to approve conditional development permit number 25-0004. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. It's approved. Thank you. Moving on, there's no action items, but we comments from our director at this time.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Commissioners, for your work this evening. Just a couple of items for you. City's holiday Christmas parade and Christmas tree lighting is this Saturday here at City Hall. I believe the parade starts at 5:30 with the tree lighting following thereafter. So feel free to come out and join us. We will have our second meeting this month on December 17th. So Haiti will be sending out a quorum check before that. So please plan accordingly if you can. And then we will not have the first meeting in January, which is January 7th. So that we don't have items that we think will be quite ready for that, and we'll be coming off of the holiday break where City Hall is closed between essentially Christmas and New Year's. So all of staff will just be returning right before that as well. So we think it'd be prudent to cancel that meeting. And then we will anticipate having that second meeting in January though. Okay. So we'll be in touch a little bit more about that as we get closer. That concludes my comments for this evening, but I'm happy to answer any questions if commission has anything.
Any questions for the director? Not moving on, any comments on behalf of the commission? Anyone got anything to report or say or do or whatever?
I would ask that we close the meeting tonight in honor of two of our community members. Dan Hertz, mm-hmm. local merchant,
yep.
very involved in community affairs. And on the same day that Dan died, Mike Visser, a retired yep. lieutenant from yep. our department, passed
That's
away
right.
also, a 25-year mm-hmm. employee of our police department. So I ask that we close the meeting tonight in honor of both Mike and Dan Hertz.
All right. Any other comments on behalf of the commission? All right, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn in memory of Dan Hertz and Mike Visser. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Vanner, seconded by Terry Thompson. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Meeting adjourned.